Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Radha. Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai. Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gaura Premanande Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajikara Stotra Satyasimhavali Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajikara Stotra Satyasimhavali Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Itai Gaura Premanande All Glories to Assembled Devotees All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to all glories, Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram jaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirahe nashta prayesha badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavate uttamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 Chapter 24 Text 35 Krishnastva anantyam rupam Gopa Vishwambaran gataham Silosmritan bruvan bhuvi Balim adad bruhad vyapu Krishnastva anantyam rupam Gopa Vishwambaran Gataha Silosmiti Bruvan Bhuvi Balimadad Bruhad Vapu Krishnastva Anantam Rupam Gopa Vishwambaran Gataha Silo smritin bruvan bruvi Balim adad bruhad vapu Please chant Krishnastva anantyam rupam Gopa vishvambaran gata Silo smritin bruvan bruvi Balim madad bruhad vapu Krishnastva anantam rupam Gopa vishvambaran gata Shilo smritin bruvan bhuvi Balim madad bruhad vapu Translation and purport by disciples of Sri Srila Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. What word meaning? Krishna, Lord Krishna, to and then, anantyam, another, Rupam transcendental form. Gopa Vishwambaran. For generating the faith of the cowherds. Gata Ajun. Silaham the mountain. Asmin I am. Iti these words. Bruvan saying. Bhuri abandoned. Balim the offerings. Adat he devoured. Brihat Vapuhu in a huge form. Translation. Krishna then assumed an unprecedented huge form to instill the faith in the cowherd man, declaring, I am Govardhan mountain. He ate abundant offerings. Purport. In chapter 24 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada writes, when everything was complete, Krishna assumed a great transcendental form and declared to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that he was himself Govardhana Hill. In order to convince the devotees of Govardhana Hill and Krishna are identical, then Krishna began to eat all food offered there. The identity of Krishna and Govardhana Hill is still honored. The great devotees take rocks from the Govardhana Hill and worship them exactly as they worship the deity of Krishna in the temples. Devotees therefore collect small rocks or pebbles from Govardhana Hill and worship them at home, because this worship as good as deity worship. Lord Krishna had induced the residents of Vrindavan to assume a significant risk on his behalf. He convinced them to neglect the sacrifice, what is, after all, the powerful government of the universe, and to worship the hill called Govardhana instead. The cowherd community did all this simply out of love for Krishna. And now, to convince them that he declared his decision was correct. Their decision was correct. Lord Krishna appeared in an unprecedented, huge transcendental form and demonstrated that he himself was Govardhana Hill. I'll read text 34 also. As a beautiful ornamented, text 34, as beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies followed along the riding on wagons drawn by oxen. They sang the glories of Lord Krishna, and their songs mingled with the Brahmana's chanting of benedictions. Om Agnana Timirandasya Gnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurulmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastyatyade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, we are seeing this past time of Govardhana Hill, we are hearing every day regularly Srimad Bhagavatam class. Slowly, steadily, this Govardhana pastime is going to unfold us in few days. So, here in this today's class, I'm going to discuss regarding the Govardhana Hill and Krishna are identical, how they are identical. So Krishna in this way convinced the people of Rajavasis that they both are identical. It's pratyakshvam swagamam dharmam. It's like devotional service when you do to the Govardhana Hill. It is non-different from Krishna. To assure them, Krishna is given a darshan to everybody, that he assumed a huge form and he has assured that I am not different from this hill. Sometimes we get doubts in our hearts that what I am doing is the same thing, is the process is correct, is it something happening? So if you get a doubt and if you have some questions in the mind, then go back to the basics. So go back to the basics. So if you go back to the basics of basic hearing, chanting and reading, then you feel that this process is correct. Similarly, Govardhana Hill, when they assume the form of Krishna, all the Vrajavasis and the cowherd boys, everybody took the darshan. They were very, very much satisfied. And they whatever they have done, they got satisfaction that, okay, this is genuine. Something what we have done is genuine. It's not bogus. It's not something imaginary. It's not mental speculation of Krishna. It's true. Because when you see the things, what you have done in front of you, when you observe things, like you experience some things, then only you can have a faith in our Krishna consciousness. That's why when you do devotional service unto the Krishna, when you experience inner satisfaction, you likely to continue the process. If you don't experience inner satisfaction, if you don't experience the same, you know, the pleasure of Krishna, you don't feel that satisfaction. That's why whatever we are doing, that's why in the age of Kali Yuga, we want to see things and we want to experience things and we want to have pleasure from the things. Just like karmane vadikarasya maphalesha kadachan. Maphala karme. So whatever you are doing, karmane vadikarasya maphalesha kadachan. So the duty which you are acting, at the end of the month, you will get the result in the form of stipends, salaries, or like that. So that is our karmane vadikarasya. So we will get the result. So we'll get the fruit of the action. Then we will continue next month. Then we will continue next month. Then we will continue next month. If you don't see anything at the end of the month, then you don't like to continue. Right? So, it is the pleasure. It's not like if Govardhanvasis, like if Vajravasis didn't see the form of Krishna in the form of Govardhana Hill, they don't want to continue to hear the talks of Krishna. It's not like that. But it is to understand our concept, our mind scale. Krishna has shown the form. And Vajavasis believe whatever words Krishna said. You know, they love Krishna. They have so much love towards Krishna. Simply out of love, they will do for Krishna. They don't care about who is Govardhan and why they want to do. And, you know, after doing, what is going to happen. They don't care anything about. But they only did it out of love of Krishna. Whether it is a good or a bad, they will do for Krishna. Whether it is religion or religion, they do for Krishna. Whether it is moral or immoral, they do for Krishna. It is just out of love for Krishna. You know, when Arjuna killed all his family members out of love for Krishna. And gopis went you know, in the middle of the night, when Krishna, when they heard the Krishna's flute, out of love for Krishna, out of attraction for Krishna. It is not that gopis did not thought, oh, this is, wait a minute, this is not the right time to go. You know, I'm in the middle of the night, we are young, we are not supposed to step out of our houses, we should not go. No, they just did it out of love for Krishna. And also, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he also did it out of love for Krishna. Of course, he did it out of, you know, love for his spiritual master. Is a basic, you know, his spiritual master told him that, you know, you should print the books, preach this Krishna conscious movement in the West. He did it out of instruction, but after instruction also instruction turned into compassion. You know, he would have just done it, okay, my spiritual master told him to go to West and preach. He would have come here, preached few devotees and make one temple and go back to Vrindavan and settle. Okay, my spiritual master instruction is over. Hari Bol. He would have done it. But no. He did it out of compassion. That's Acharya's compassion. And he also showed by his example. If you do it for Krishna, Krishna will give you so much. Like he came to West 40 rupees. It's not even a dollar now. Not even a dollar, 40 rupees. Imagine that, that time, 60s, 70s. So, Krishna Prabhupada also, he did it out of love for Krishna. When you do it out of love for Krishna, it is not going to be a burden. It is going to be a pleasure. It's not going to be a pressure. It's going to be a pleasure. You know, when pastimes, we see many pastimes in Vrindavan. One of the pastimes is like Krishna when he was carried by Mother Yashoda, and suddenly it became heavy. You know, the Trinavata demon was coming. So then then Mother Yashoda thought that, okay, why Krishna is becoming so heavy? You know, she dropped her on the floor, and Trinavata took her in the air, you know. And this demon took her on the air, took Krishna on the air, so suddenly Krishna became so heavy, and he locked his neck, and is, you know, screaming, yelling, and the demon fell down, and he finally died, because that little baby Krishna became heavy for the demon. But whereas Mother Yashoda, it is love, out of love. So when you do out of love for Krishna, whatever it may be, whether it may be a reading or hearing or chanting or attending morning program, it will not become heavy. It will not become burden. It will become pleasure. So the Govardhan people, when the puja was going on, they did, I know, out of love for Krishna. It is not that Krishna mesmerized them, hypnotized them to do something what he wants to do. It's not Krishna has some other motive, ulterior motives for his pleasure. No. Krishna is looking after all welfare of the society. Whatever instruction he is giving to the society, it is out of good. Now, Krishna comes to this world, you know, for two things in Bhagavad Gita stated. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya tishtam. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He just comes here to perform the pastimes so that conditioned souls get attracted to that. You know, we like assume the form, like we assume that this Krishna consciousness movement will, you know, have definitely something after our next life. If you assume also, Krishna gives credit to that. Just like Putana assumed a form of mother, and she came and she gave, she feed her breast milk to Krishna. It's not that Putana is really affection. It's not that Krishna, Putana was, you know, having love for Krishna. She assumed the form. Similarly, if we assume that Krishna consciousness moment is chanting, hearing, offering bhoga or deity worship or anything, if you assume act on Krishna consciousness, then it will have a better benefit. What mother Putana got the benefit, you know, like she got one of the mothers in the Govardhana, in the Goloka Vrindavan. She just assumed the form. So, but Krishna is not assuming for us. You know, Krishna is, he showed that his Govardhana Hill and himself are identical. And they both are the same. So in the Vrajavasis, when they heard that, you know, this instruction from Krishna, immediately their heart was changed. Immediately they are all convinced. But at the same time, they got to see the results also. And also in the Arjuna, when he heard the instructions from Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, immediately he was convinced. Recently I was hearing one class, to convince Arjuna, Krishna took 1.5 hours. You know how much Bhagavad Gita spoken? In 1.5 hours maximum. To convince in Kali Yuga people, Krishna will take many, many lifetimes. It's just a joke. So Krishna, you know, when he convinced Bhagavad Gita, 1 hour, for half an hour, 45 minutes, Arjuna convinced, Karishye Vachanam Dava. He did his action. But in the Kali Yuga people, you know, it will take many, many lifetimes to convince us. I mean, it's like, depends upon each and individuality, maturity of Krishna consciousness. And one time, Srila Prabhupada, if you act on Krishna consciousness, you will get enthusiasm. One time, Srila Prabhupada's disciple was asking, Prabhupada, I'm not getting enthusiasm, what to do? Just act, like as if you are enthusiastic. Act as if you are, you know, enthusiastic in chanting. Act as if you are doing extraordinary things from other people, then you will be enthusiastic. So if you act on the Krishna consciousness, just, and you assume that, okay, Krishna consciousness movement will change my heart. If you say that, Krishna will change your heart. And he will also show his mercy in the form of the devotees, in the form of the, you know, we are getting mercy, and in the form of, you know, so many things that we are getting and so many facilities that we are getting, he shows in that form. Otherwise, if this process is boring or it is nothing happening, if it is, you know, like some sentimental or mental speculation process, then many people would have not continued in this process. If you go to Vrindavan, there are many sages, there are many people near the Radha Kund. You know, they are chanting the holy name of the Lord from decades. You know, where is the taste for them? Where is the motivation for them? Where is the, you know, enthusiasm for them? It's Krishna is giving enthusiasm. Krishna is giving, you know, pleasure for them. Krishna is within, inside is motivation. But bhakti, you know, it is like in the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, it is first loka says, Susukam kartu vavyayam. You should do out of pleasure, you know, you should do out of faith. If you have a faith and do it, then your heart will change. And you should have a faith to convince ourselves. When you have a faith, you will change. Because these words are not simply out of some thoughts, some Hitopian thoughts. These words which written by Acharyas, because they have experienced it and they have done it and they are passing on to the other generations, people in general. If you try sometimes, you know, just try, you know, just, well, that's why we will, you know, say when you go for Harinam, when you go book distribution, just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you chant, they will feel the change. But it is up to Krishna to how and when they will get transformed. We should not think that, okay, I preach to this devotee, I'm preaching to this devotee, he should convince the process and he should change himself, he should transform himself. No, because Krishna is acting within us. It is up to them. And Lord Krishna also teaching the many lessons in this pastime. First lesson he is teaching to Indra, that we should not be proud of your position, of your power, of your opulence. And also he is teaching to the Rajavasis, you know, he's also not teaching, he's also exactly, he's, you know, teaching in one sense Rajavasis to take shelter of me. When you take shelter of me, even in the middle of many calamities, all calamities will get mitigated. You know, when the Govardhan, when Vrindavan was flooded with the water, then they all took the shelter of Krishna, you know, under the Govardhan hill. So they got to see the Krishna playing the flute, and they got to see the Krishna performing pastime. You know, everybody in Vrindavan, they got to see Krishna in one each time in a day. Like some people, they got to see Krishna, Krishna is leaving to the forest. Some people, they got to see Krishna when he is coming back. Some people, they got to see Krishna, you know, when he is doing some pastime. Because nobody gets a chance to see Krishna once at all the time. You know, he performed this, he gave the darshan to all the Vrajavasis 7 days, 7 nights. What a pastime is this? Imagine, like you got to see Krishna, you know, we also take darshan. Sometimes darshan is closed, sometimes darshan is opened. In Janmashtami, all the day. Day from morning 4:30 to till night 1 o'clock, something like that. So when you take the darshan of Krishna, beautiful smile of Krishna, beautiful dress or beautiful face of Krishna, all the miseries in our heart will destroy us. When you just meditate upon, smile on Krishna, your heart will be blissful. Just see the, when you are distressed, when you are, you know, feeling lonely, or when you are feeling morose, just see the smile of Jagannath, you will get smile on your face. Hari Bol. Especially Subhadra Maharani, when I used to do deity worship, I'll do deity worship, and you see the Subhadra Maharani smile, you will also get smile in your face. And as one smile will change. You know, if you see always morose and always down, you know, always angry, you don't like to see their faces. But when you see the smile of Krishna, all your miseries, you know, problems will get, you know, it will get brins, you know, it will get cooled down. That's why they got to see Govardhana Hill, Vrindavan Vasis. They got to see the smile of Krishna all the time. And also devotees therefore collect small rocks and pebbles from Govardhana Hill to worship at their home. And the great devotees worship the Govardhana Hill at their home, you know. The great devotees take the rocks from the Govardhana Hill and worship them exactly as they worship the deity of Krishna in the temples. They are distinguished, there's the great devotees and the devotees. You know, when you take them, when you want to worship the Govardhana Hill, there are so many things that you need to be cautioned. First thing, you should take the permission from your spiritual master. Second, you should take permission from the Rajavasis. And third thing, that you should be initiated devotee. Second initiated devotee. Then only you can take the Govardhana Hill. And please that, so that it will be pleasing to the spiritual master, it will be pleasing to the Vrajavasis, it will be pleasing to the, you know, your association of the devotees. Then only you can take the Govardhan. It's not like, okay, I got inspiration from the Govardhan, so let me take and worship. Because this is an offense towards Govardhan. We should be very careful enough when you're worshipping a deity or Govardhan especially. You know, out of over-enthusiastic, we do titi-worship, we take Govardhan Hill, but no, it should be cautioned. It's not that one is stopping you from the worship of Govardhana, but there are some rules and regulations. You know, it must be like when you take the Govardhana hill and you want to worship, it will be like certain number of offerings you should do, and you should do abhishek for that. There are some certain things that if you do, those things, then you are happy to worship Govardhana hill. Otherwise, please don't take it. It's instruction from, when you get instruction from spiritual master, then only you should take it. That's why it is said, great devotees, the devotees of the Lord, and they should worship exactly like a deity. And if you think that, oh, this is just a rock, it's looking nice, it is offense. You know, it is the greatest offense. That's why we should have a knowledge, then act on it. That's why if you get more over-enthusiastic people, it's without knowledge, they will act on that. Without knowledge, without information, it's over-enthusiastic. Only enthusiastic people, they act with knowledge. That's why we should act. Krishna consciousness is not a mental speculation, it's not a sentimental. We should act with knowledge. Why I'm doing what I'm doing. And when Krishna sees that your enthusiasm, he will increase your enthusiasm, you know, showing, you know, giving you pleasure from inside. And also Krishna has did, he took all the offerings, whatever the Vajavasis they have, you know, given, and he ate them all. And he said that I'm, you know, he was assuring the people, I am the Govardhana hill. I took all your offerings. Sometimes we think that, okay, who ate these all offerings? Is it some Krishna? Is it this Govardhana hill, or is it somebody else? Ate, some demon ate this all? Because Vrajavasis have an experience of coming demons all the time attacking. That's why Krishna given that assurance that I am the same person who ate these offerings. I am the same person, Krishna. He gave them assurance so that they all feel satisfied and they can sing these pastimes in coming generations. So that's why when you make an offering, when you give an offering, Krishna, he eats his offering through his eyes. And the offering, whatever it gave, you give offer to Krishna, you offer to deity, it will be as it is. It is, we can see that, okay, Krishna, I gave two kachoris, and two kachoris came back. When did he eat Krishna? We have sometimes these questions. But Krishna eating, our eating is totally different. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimatti. So Krishna's body parts, Krishna's, you know, eyes can eat, eyes can speak, eyes can walk. Whereas our eyes can only see. You know, it cannot eat, it cannot walk. Krishna, any body part can do anything. That is his transcendental form. That's why when Krishna eats the prasadam and he gives in return, then we will get that, you know, pleasure. We will get that satisfaction. You experience, you can try this experiment. You eat any restaurant, vegan restaurant, vegetarian restaurant, you eat anywhere, whatever your favorite dish, whatever your favorite, you know, dishes, whatever your favorite item, you eat there and you observe your consciousness, observe your mind after some time, how it will be. Same time, if you eat the prasadam, which is offered to Krishna, and you will feel that satisfaction. You will feel that, you know, pleasure within inside. So whether you may be eating vegetarian, or whether you may be eating non-vegetarian, or whether you're eating all the same. But when you comes to Krishna Prasadam, it is susukham kartu vavyayam. You know, you experience the direct pleasure from Krishna. Just like when you're thirsty, it's so much thirsty, if you drink any kind of juices, that it will not quench your thirst. If you drink water, it will really quench your thirst. So that's why Krishna's pastime, Krishna's, you know, prasadam, it's transcendental. And if you eat, it will give satisfaction to the soul. That's why Srila Prabhupada says that we are not vegetarianism, we are Krishnaism. Krishna is prasadam. You know, it is has that some you know, many people, they got attracted towards Krishna prasadam. You know, when you invite somebody, they will, you know, they get to eat Sunday feast and they will have prasadam and they will see that, oh, what is such a nice dish. Same thing I have tried this home, but it didn't came like this. How can it is possible? And the main key is we offer to Krishna. We will not eat it for our pleasure. You know, that's the key for that, you know, taste. The same thing, you try halwa or anything, you do it in your home and you eat it, you will not get the taste. The same thing when you offer to Krishna, you will get the taste. Then, so that is the thing. It is the pastimes of Krishna and it is giving real pleasure to us. There is one preacher, he was preaching to, every day he was preaching to a devotee. Now he became a devotee. Every day he was going to his place and giving prasadam, and he used to chant one round. That's all. Not more than one round. Then he asked that devotee, why you can increase some rounds, two rounds, three rounds. Then that person told that, when I am chanting one round, I am getting so much prasadam. What is need to chant more rounds? Then, he never gave up on him. Still, he was giving prasadam every day. Then after many years, you know, that student got to graduate and he moved on to some other country. And later, many, many years, then that devotee who was preaching to him, and then he came to that temple he was preaching. And suddenly one person came up to him. Did you remember me? He said, no, I don't remember you. Who are you? Then he recollected. Oh, you are the same person that I used to preach you, you know, when you were a student and you are to take prasadam every day. Yeah, I'm the same student. Now I'm initiated by Loknath Maharaj disciple. So we don't know when it'll act. When you start giving prasadam, when, you know, immediately it may not have impact on that person, it will have impact of many years. We don't know that. Then he got to see the same person, then he told him, so I was, you know, happy when I was, you know, chanting one round. Then after that, my graduation completed, I moved to PG level, then I was not satisfied somehow or the other. Then again, I was moved into West, then I got a job here, then I was still not satisfied. My friends told me, get married, still even more not satisfied. Then he told that, okay, after many years, then I got some thought that I should visit some ISKCON temple nearby me. Then he searched. Then he got that prasadam. Then after taking prasadam, then he becoming serious. And then he became serious, then he came to 16 rounds chanting, then he took the initiation. So that's the pleasure of that Krishna consciousness. So just by taking prasadam, you know, acting on, assuming that Krishna consciousness movement will make my life happy, then it will act. Just a little faith if you have. So Srila Prabhupada many times emphasizes prasadam distribution. So he just by giving prasadam, many people he turned into devotees. You know, when he was started the beginning in a matchless gift, he used to give prasadam. You know, people, newcomers used to eat prasadam. They don't know what it is, but for prasadam they used to come and they would leave the plates there. And Srila Prabhupada used to wash them, you know. And later on he continues that. Then one devotee came up to him. Oh, Swamiji, do you need some help? Then, yes, we need some. Then he got introduced to Swamiji. Then he was also initiated. Like that, there are many, many things. Because it is coming directly from Krishna. So as the Vrindavan Vasis, how they lovingly did the service, simply out of love, they heard the instructions from Srila Prabhupada also. Simply out of love. Because initially, they don't know who is Srila Prabhupada and what is he is going to do with our life and what change, transformation we are going to do. But simply out of love for Srila Prabhupada, they did it. Because if we also continue this process simply out of, you know, love, if you want to, whom do you love? Whom you hear more? If you hear somebody, some, you know, if you hear something about more about him, you will start loving more about him. If you don't hear more about him, you don't love for him. Where we will get chance to hear? Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. If you hear regularly classes of Srimad Bhagavatam, if you chant, you will get more fall in love. Just by hearing, you will get attracted to Krishna. And whatever the instructions coming from Acharya's Krishna, it will have impact in our life. And we will, this moment, we will carry on our chanting and hearing with out of pleasure, not out of pressure. You know, pressure, oh why, today again. It is not continue out of pressure, it will continue out of pleasure. That's why when you hear regularly attending Srimad Bhagavatam classes and hearing from the different sources of Krishna Katha, it will have juice and mellow in our sadhana. Okay, now it's 8:18, sorry, I took extra time. I'll stop it here. If you have any questions, comments,
Song, can you hear me? Haribo.
You can.
I'll just talk loud.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the example that the Braj Bassis were. You know, what they kind of left for us, wrote my interpretation of an example is that the Braj Bassis were showing us in this Govardhan pastime. Because when you think about it, when you think about like the risk, from one standpoint, the risk that they were taking, because for them, doing this annual sacrifice, this was their livelihood. This was like their, you know, I don't know what you could compare it to nowadays, but it's like their whole, you know, their business, and, you know, by doing the sacrifice, they're ensuring that, like, their family can eat and survive, and they're ensuring, like, a whole year's worth of prosperity and stuff like that, and it's, and they have a good reason to be doing it, because they've been doing it every single year, and, you know, things have been going on and stuff. So, from a logical perspective, you know, if someone were to tell me, like, yeah, just don't worry, don't, just quit your job, don't pay taxes, don't do anything like that, just don't worry, just go off and do this thing, I'd be like, that's a lot to ask for. But then Krishna, he starts to speak, and he starts, you know, suppress to tell them, and then the Braj Bassis, they're just hearing. They're doing the process of just hearing from Krishna submissively. And, you know, they're not, you know, Krishna's speaking this philosophy and stuff, but the cowherd men, they're not Brahmins, and they're not very, like, they may not be able to, like, fully wrap their heads around what Krishna is speaking philosophically, but they have love and they have trust and faith in Krishna, and so they're doing this pastime. And then Krishna, of course, like you said, they didn't need, you know, reassurance, because they already had full faith in Krishna, but still, just to kind of show for everyone, he took the form of giant Govardhan Hill and stuff. But I was just thinking that's a good example for us, too, where it's like, we have to be open to whatever, you know, instructions Krishna is giving us, because we'll find that if we are, like, attentive and receptive, then we'll see that Krishna is giving us instructions all around, but it's just our own mind that's getting in the way, and we're thinking, no, I'll do like this, and I'm, you know, I'll do like that. But if we're open and receptive, then we'll hear these things, and so sometimes we may not think it, may not necessarily, you know, it may be a risk, but it's still important to take that risk for Krishna sometimes. So,
you had spent some time mentioning that there's some rules connected to taking some little pebbles or rocks from Govardhan Hill. indeed, I mean, you listed some of the criteria that had to be met, like, you know, asking one spiritual master, being initiated. I came across a devotee when I was visiting 1 year, quite a long time ago in South Africa. And she had taken some little pebbles from Govardhan Hill and obviously not with the understanding of the gravity of the matter. And her spiritual master told her that she has to return to India to return them to Govardhan Hill. So it's clearly is a very serious matter.
Nice sharing, Prabhu. Like, we understand that we should take some risk in the Krishna consciousness. It is healthy risk. And it's not like a risk which, when you take a risk, you don't know what it will be a next time. You know, what reaction is going to come upon you. And obviously, Vrajavasis took a risk out of love for Krishna. It is not that they took a risk, you know, just, you know, get something from Krishna or get something from Govardhan Hill or not just to offend Lord Indra. It is not like that. But they took the risk out of love for Krishna, and they knew that Krishna is going to protect them. In early days, Srila Prabhupada was preaching. I don't remember the exact details, what happened, like the details of this incident. Then Srila Prabhupada had disciples, and they don't have pay the rent for the next month. You remember that story? They don't have to pay it for next month rent. And Prabhupada also told that what Krishna will protect, Krishna will, you know, have faith on Krishna. Suddenly, from nowhere, $100 bills came to them. You know, they were doing street Nagar Sankirtan or something. Suddenly it came, the $100 bills, and they collected, and they exactly, it was for to pay the rent of their house. You know, that, you know, when you take such kind of risk, words from the acharyas, it will come true. It is not like, okay, I'll take a risk of preaching Krishna consciousness, going into the bar. Then somebody has to come to you to pull out from the bar. And what are you? Because you're getting easily affected by that atmosphere. Like in early days, same thing. And Srila Prabhupada, he was having a fire sacrifice or something like that. He wants banana. For that banana, there was one club. You know, they have bananas, they will buy the bananas, and they will not eat the bananas, and they will peel off the bananas. That peeler, they will burn it, and from that burning of smell, they will get intoxicated. So, this was recently started club. Srila Prabhupada, the disciples told Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, why can't we do that? You know, we will go there and we'll preach them, and we will take bananas, we'll offer to Krishna, and peelers, we will give it to them. So anyways, they are not going to eat peeler, whatever the skin of the bananas, and we will take bananas." Then Prabhupada told his disciple, "Make sure that you should come back." Because, you know, take the risk of Krishna consciousness, you know, sometimes it's going other way. It's preaching is like a tug of war. It's you are pulling that person towards Krishna consciousness, and he is also pulling towards his consciousness. You know, it's a very tug of war. You know, either way it is pulling. If you are not strong in your sadhana and your rules and regulations, then usually you will carried away by that pulling. So there are many things in preaching, and also that I'm talking about only risk. There is risk, we should take healthy risk. I'm sure that many pastimes regarding books distribution, but there are some things that which you take a risk that Krishna is giving assurance, that Krishna, acharyas, devotees, they will say, okay, just do it, no worry, Krishna will protect you. When you hear from that word from devotees or spiritual master, then you should take. Otherwise, if you take risk whimsically, then it will be, you know, havoc in your own Krishna consciousness. Okay, now it's 8:26. I'll stop here. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki, Hitai Gaur Premanand.